Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Hear and Be Healed. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Is Jesus the same yesterday and today and forever? Is God still the great I am, the Lord that heals you?
Yes.
He is. He never changes. Keep reading. Jesus recognizing in himself, the others say perceiving, that power proceeding from him had gone forth, turned around immediately in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" The disciples kept saying to him, "Master, what do you mean who touched you? People are pressing hard around you, touching from all sides, and you ask, who touched me?" They didn't understand. He kept looking around to see her who had done it. But the woman, knowing what had been done for her, though alarmed and frightened and trembling, fell down before him and told him the whole truth. Now, she did not respond at first. While he said, "Who touched me?" she faded into the back. He's looking around, "Who touched me? Who touched me?" People are shaking their heads. She didn't come forward. And I don't know what she thought. Maybe she thought, you know, I didn't even ask if it'd be okay to take this healing. I just came and took a healing. What if he wants it back? Until you get past this question of it might not be his will, you cannot have faith to be healed. Faith begins where the will of God is known. No. But she came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. He said, "Daughter, your faith has restored you to health. Go in peace and be continually healed and freed from your disease." That sounds like you're not going to have trouble with this ever again.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
What healed her? We know there was healing power. But Jesus didn't emphasize the power. He was aware that power flowed through him. She was aware power flowed into her, and then aware of what it did. She could feel it in her body when those organs or whatever part healed and quit bleeding. And yet he puts the emphasis on her faith. He said, "Your faith has made you whole." Is this the only time we see this in the gospel accounts?
No.
No, you see it repeatedly. Your faith has saved you. According as you believed, so be it done unto you. Your faith has made you whole. I can think of three other times right now, the exact same phrase. Your faith has made you whole. Your faith has made you whole. Your faith has made you whole. Why wouldn't he say the power made you whole? Why wouldn't he say God made you whole? Why wouldn't he say, "Rejoice, sister. It was the will of God this time"? Because the determining factor was not God's will. It was not the power. It was her faith. And this is so obvious because throngs of people are touching him. Well, when did the power get there? Did the power just show up when she touched him?
No.
Or the scripture said how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Had the anointing been on him ever since he was baptized in the River Jordan and the Spirit of God came on him and stayed on him?
Yes.
Well, then why isn't healing power flowing to all these people? that are touching him, because people are touching him. People are touching him. Why? The power of the Lord was present in that room where Jesus is teaching and preaching, but nobody's being healed. Until guy comes in from the outside. And what's the first thing Jesus said to that man when they tore off the roof and they let him down? He said, Jesus saw their faith. Religion has wanted to ignore this or change it or do away with it. But Jesus said the determining factor is our faith. Yes. Why? Our faith is the receiver. Our faith is the conductor. We see something that's as real as electricity. Don't we? This woman felt something come into her. Did she or no?
Yes.
Jesus perceived something went out of him. What is it?
Power.
Power of God. Manifestation of the Holy Spirit. There's more than one way to say the same thing. But the power of God. Why didn't these other people, why weren't people just falling out under the power, healed all over the place when, as Jesus walked through the crowd, why wasn't the power of God just laying everybody out? Why? Some people say, well, it wasn't the will of God. Where do you get that? If that's true, then Jesus would have said something like, rejoice, sister, it was the will of God. Because that would have been why it happened for her and not to all these other people. Didn't say that. Why? They're touching by accident. They're touching out of curiosity. But she came and touched in faith. Because she kept saying, when I touch, I shall be made whole. I will be. I shall be. If I can just touch. So I'm going to touch. And when soon as she touched, the power flowed into her. Oh, somebody say, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's back up a little bit. It's the power of God that saves us, heals us, delivers us, does miracles. But that power is not manifested just indiscriminately. Or for some mysterious reason that nobody can figure out. The power flows in response to faith.
That's right.
And faith comes from receiving the Word of God.
That's right.
Come on, can you see this? This is not imagination. This is real. This is real. Can anybody here testify, you know that you have been born again?
Yes.
You know you've been born again.
Yes.
Do you know it or not? Was there any power involved in you being born again?
Yes.
Oh, yes, there is.
Oh, yeah.
Why did you get born again when and where you did? Was it because the Lord wasn't ready for you to be born again the day before or the week before or a year before?
No.
Why? Why did you get born again when you got born again? Because it was at that place and at that time that you received the Word of God and you believed the Word of God. And you acted on the Word of God. And when you did that, your faith conducted the power of God. Just like electricity is conducted. Notice this will begin to be even more clear. Look over with me, please, in the Matthew 10. I perceive we are on the verge of many more pops. Now, if you hadn't been here, you don't know what that is, but the Lord told us there would be people being healed like popcorn popping. We've already had some. Much of the church world thinks they're waiting on God, if it's His will. How many millions of church-going people believe that? That He could do it if it's His will. Well, how are we going to know it's His will? Well, we'll pray. And if it happens, it must have been His will. And if it didn't happen, it must not have been His will. So that's people ascertaining the will of God by experience in this life or lack thereof. Completely ignoring the Word of God. You don't ascertain the will of God by experience or lack of. His Word reveals His will. That's unchanging. Faith is a conductor of the power of God. Just like a wire is a conductor of electricity. There are some things that conduct electricity and conduct it really well. You know what a good conductor is? Something that has low resistance. Is that right? Some objects have high resistance. So the electricity won't flow through them. It'll flow to them and won't flow through them. Wood is not a good conductor. Rubber is not a good conductor. Electricity will flow to it, won't flow through it. Oh, but silver, copper, gold has low resistance. And when the electricity comes to it, it has some, but it flows right through it. Flows through. People were touching Jesus, but there's no flow. Why? It's like taking a dry block of wood and pushing it up against the electric wire. There's no power there. Oh, there sure is. There's nothing there. I don't feel a thing. Oh, it's there. How many believe there's power running in these walls and in these ceilings? And we see evidence of it with the lights, but why isn't it just arcing and cracking all over your chair? There has to be that which will conduct it, a conduit. So no manifestation of power, no manifestation, though throngs, all kind of people touching, rubbing up against, pushing up against, reaching out, touching in curiosity or unbelief. I'll try it. Who knows? Didn't feel a thing. Ain't nothing there. Do you know who we're talking about, saints? We're talking about people touching Jesus and feeling nothing. Is it true or not?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Hear and Be Healed, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, June 5th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.